Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening. Welcome in, people. We are the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Let's get after it. And obviously, we got to thank SB Nation Radio for picking us up all over the place. So if you're on SB Nation Radio, get after it with us, 1-800-878-7529, SiriusXM, wherever, however you're listening, we absolutely appreciate it. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, there's still a lot to talk about. It's amazing what we can talk about amongst all the pandemic things, but there are things that we can talk about, so let's get to it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I'm looking at all the different places where you can find different stuff to talk about, whether it's Michael Jordan, his love for Madison Square Garden, and how he couldn't stand Reggie Miller, and, you know, looking at some of the old stuff that we've been obviously privy to because, quite frankly, we don't have live sports happening right now. But truth be told, like Mike Wilson said, we are able to talk about this stuff even when it's not happening. So to do that with us on the other side, we'll hook up with John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. We talk NHL, we talk Major League Baseball, and we figure out how to intertwine the coronavirus and the impact on sports right here on Dorf on Sports with Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. We will be right back. Keep it close, everybody.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Do you love cats? Join me, Petra Luna, at Cat Crazy Channel on YouTube. Every Tuesday, I host a new episode and we cover everything related to cats. Go to catcrazychannel.com and find out more. Why does your cat want to sleep on your head? Should you declaw your cat? Raise your cat IQ. At catcrazychannel.com, we cover it all. And remember, cats rule.
Marchessault with a wrist shot blocked off the back glass by Orlov. Feeds it out in front to Smith, and it scores! Riley Smith goals in back-to-back games!
Meanwhile, this is Wilson, and that is Eller, and then dropping back defensively to right, and then right up, score! Burakovsky! And it's 2-0 in favor of the Capitals!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
No problem at all, people. Welcome back in. Unbelievable. We are stuck listening to old highlights because that's all we got. Nothing happening today, nothing happening tomorrow, nothing happening next week. So just live in the past and enjoy those memories and enjoy those moments. Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can be listening to us in many different ways. SB Nation Radio, represent yourself, people. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike. It's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it'll be Dorf on Sports. Check out all the different social media stuff as well. On Facebook, we're Dorf on Sports. And Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports. But speaking of the real, let's talk to the real John Poulter right now. Good morning, John Poulter. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Another day in paradise. It is beautiful outside. I'm actually sitting on the patio right now, looking out at the golf course, and obviously talking to you guys as well about what's going on in our world right now. And I got to ask you, John, thinking about things the way they are, NHL hockey came to an abrupt halt, so just like everything else. So why could this possibly be the worst offseason for NHL free agents?
Well, it could be the worst for a number of reasons. I guess the obvious one is that they all missed somewhere between 12 and 16 games in terms of padding their stats, in terms of points and goals and assists and so on and so forth. Also, with missing the playoffs, many of these players would have had an opportunity to show their leadership skills, which often is a factor when teams are looking at signing free agents. We all tend to look at a player's ability on the ice in terms of how many goals can this guy get for me, how many pucks can he stop if he's a goaltender, how can he shut down another offensive team if he's a defensive forward or a defenseman. We always see that kind of play in the playoffs. Obviously, we're not going to see that this year. The NHL has not come out with any statements. I don't know whether that's a good sign or a bad sign. Is it a good sign because they're thinking about this before they open their mouths and make some kind of a stupid commitment that we can play on day X when they can't and then they have to retract? Or are they just sitting back because they quite honestly don't know and have absolutely no solution for this? I suspect the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. But at the end of the day, I don't think we're going to see any playoffs this year. I'd be very, very surprised if we see any more hockey at all. And as a result of that, some of these guys are going to find themselves, if they do shop themselves, they're going to find themselves taking a lot less money than they thought they were. I think you might see a lot of players re-signing one-year contracts with their existing teams, hoping to pad their stats in the next season, if in fact there is a next season, which quite frankly right now I think is starting to look like it might be a little bit in doubt.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, John, it's kind of eerie, I don't want to say eerie, but it's just kind of weird that, you know, we're not watching what the three of us consider probably the best playoff system or the most exciting playoff system with the NHL right now, and just the, you know, everything's up in the air. Do you think, you know, that they should just pull the cord and just move on to next year? I'm getting to that point with the NHL and the NBA and just pull the cord, make sure everybody's safe, make sure the virus is gone, and then just restart it up in September or October, and, you know, minus what you had said about, you know, maybe next season looking in doubt as well. But all things being equal, they should just pull the cord, shouldn't they?
Yeah, I think the common sense thing would be to shut it down, Mike. Not so much with basketball, because basketball is a sport that you can play 12 months of the year. Nobody wants to go to a hockey game, even in Canada. Nobody wants to go to a hockey game in July and August. Certainly in places like Miami and Phoenix and Los Angeles and Anaheim and San Jose, I don't think they want to be going to hockey games in the summertime either. I mean, to me, it's just silly. It's got to the point now where the delay has, it's a justified delay. I don't think anybody argues with the fact that we've been shut down for five now, maybe 6 weeks. I think the safety is the obvious factor, as you've pointed out. I just don't see a way to keep this thing going. I think they should just say right now, this is the way that it's going to be. We're hoping to start up as normal in September, because we're getting to the point now where even if they do restart it, the 19-20 season is going to push out so far, there's going to be no off-season between 19-20 and 2021. And then by the end of the 2021 season, you're going to have some guys playing 120 games in a very, very short period of time. And we all know what that does to performance. We all know what that does to health. We all know what that does to the risk of injury and therefore the risk of careers. So I think the smart thing would be to shut it down now and say what's done is done. It's unfortunate, but, you know, everybody's safety comes first. But we haven't seen that kind of announcement yet. And I'm a little bit surprised, quite frankly. I would have thought that this would have been the thing to do.
John Poulter, that is the voice of John Poulter. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You know, you mentioned something there, and it kind of got me on my next thought, which was Colby Cave, the unbelievable tragedy, obviously a brain bleed earlier, a week or so ago, maybe a little bit longer. Talk a little bit about that, and it's unbelievable, John.
It is, for a lot of reasons, Andy. I mean, anytime you're talking about a human life being taken, it is sad. Anytime you're talking about a human life being taken at the age of 25 is tragic. Here's a young man that was a borderline NHL player. If he was a baseball player, he's what we would refer to as a quadruple A player. That being a guy that's too good for triple A, but, you know, struggling to make the majors. Cave was in that situation. He was playing extremely well in the American Hockey League, but he was very clearly the 22nd or 23rd man on an NHL roster. But here was a guy that all of his teammates loved. They all had a tremendous amount of respect for him. He was a terrific young man, had been married less than a year, so he's obviously just starting out his family life. Very sad situation. He was taken sick approximately 2 weeks ago. He was at his in-laws in Barrie, Ontario, which is about 50 miles straight north of Toronto. spending some time with his in-laws during the shutdown, had a headache, went to a local hospital. They realized it was serious. They airlifted him to Sunnybrook Hospital here in Toronto, which is one of the major hospitals in this country. Had major surgery on either Tuesday night or Wednesday night and passed away last Saturday. Very, very sad situation, and one you don't ever hope to have to see again.
Yeah, I agree. Just a tragic. This is tragedy, and it's something that we obviously never want to see happen, and this is just an unthinkable thing to have happen to a young man. Just crazy. 25-year-old kid. It's mind-boggling, John. It really is.
Yeah, there's no question. And as I say, I didn't know the man personally, obviously, but you read all the stories about him and what his teammates have said, both at the American Hockey League level and the NHL level. You see what his coaches have said about him, going right back to when he was in junior hockey. He was born and raised in a small town in northern Saskatchewan called Battleford, which is probably about 400 miles north of any place in the U.S. Just a very, very sad situation, highly spoke of and highly thought of by everybody. When you hear one or two people say, hey, this was a great guy, hangs in there all the time, you kind of think, well, that's what everybody says about their friends, their teammates. But everybody that you talk to, everybody that you hear speak about this, all says the same thing, that this guy was a good player, but he was a first-class individual, first-class human being, and extremely sad.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. All right, I hear that music behind us. It means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation with John Poulter. Maybe we'll switch into baseball mode for a little bit and get your thoughts and opinions about all the different ideas that are surrounding Major League Baseball at this time. John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Kuznetsov is tumbling to the ice with Chris Kunitz. Fed on to Kuznetsov to Ovechkin. Score! Alex Ovechkin at 1:02. Elapsed time. It's 1-0 Capitals.
Coming with speed late, Mikko Rantanen. His shot disrupted by Manson, and it skips wide. Getzlaf shovels it ahead, 2-on-1. Manson and Kasha. Kasha, score! Andre Kasha, the overtime game winner.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
His third at bat for Acuna.
And he unloads on the first pitch and Cespedes does it by the turnaround. Second deck laser beam for Acuna.
Swinging a high drive. Deep right field. Back to the track. To the wall. Nico has done it again. Oh, Nico. A three-run homer to break it open late for the time.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
How come there's this banging going on every time we are hitting?
We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
Big Poppy, man. Unbelievable. That was a fiasco when that all took place. And obviously those highlights, something we are just missing. You see it all across the world, to be honest with you. This is affecting us globally, not having sports where we all love them. Obviously in the USA, but all over the world, sports are very important to people. Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, hanging out with John Poulter, our professor of sports, and obviously we'll talk a little baseball. John, what are your thoughts about Major League Baseball and all the different ideas that they've had thus far about how they can get their season back into action?
Well, there's a number of factors. Maybe before we touch on that, I can just finish off my thoughts on the Colby Cave situation. I talked about his hometown of Battleford, Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. Small town, probably about 10,000 people. Just for the U.S. listeners to give you some geography as to how far away this is, it's 540 miles due north of Billings, Montana. So we're talking a long ways north.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of baseball, I think the most popular idea that we've seen floating around, and I guess the original idea was that they would play a shortened season in major league cities, maybe with fans, maybe without fans, probably starting late June, early July, mid-July. I think that's now being pushed further and further back. I think the latest idea, and we talked about this briefly last week, is to send everybody back to their spring training homes. So therefore, 15 teams in Florida, 15 teams in Arizona, 3 5-team divisions in each of those two venues, and just play sort of almost like a house league and play in their spring training parks and play maybe in Chase Field in Phoenix, maybe play in the Tampa Bay Stadium, maybe play in the Miami Marlins Stadium, sort of add a couple more ballparks to the mix. Geographically, I mean, the thing would work. I mean, obviously in Arizona there would be no flights required. Everybody would just get on a bus and go from the hotel to the ballpark and be there in less than an hour. In Florida, for the most part, that would work. You wouldn't have to do any flying. Some of the trips might be a little bit longer. But realistically, as I said last week, I just don't see this working. I mean, it's a great idea in theory until you sit down and worry about the fact that it's not just 25 players, or let's say 30 players, because they're obviously going to have bigger rosters because of the issue around pitchers, and that this is almost like spring training again. But then you've got the coaching staff, the training staff, the administrative staff. You're looking at around 50 people per team, and I just don't see any way to segregate 50 people per team. What do you do with these guys? Lock them in a hotel, then, you know, take them down to a bus with masks, put them on the bus, get them into the stadium, get them into their own dressing rooms. I just don't think it's theoretically practical. I mean, it's. I think Mike used the expression pie in the sky last week, and I think that's a great way to describe it. But if you look at it from a theory standpoint, I mean, it's pretty good. All of a sudden, you look at a division in the Grapefruit League with the Yankees, the Phillies, the Blue Jays, the Tigers, and the Pirates, and then you go to another division where you've got the Red Sox, the Twins, and the Braves, and the Tampa Bay Rays. That'd be a pretty good division. You go then to the Eastern Division in the Grapefruit League, which would be Washington and Houston, back in the same division, and after last year's World Series, wouldn't that be an interesting season? And you know, then you got the same thing in the Cactus League. You got the Dodgers and the White Sox in the same division. They share a ballpark in spring training. The same thing with the Reds and the Indians. The same thing with the Diamondbacks and the Rockies. It would make for some great rivalries. And maybe it's the only way to do it, but how many fans would be interested in watching Major League Baseball in small stadiums on their television screens? And you know, it's hard to imagine. You know, we talked earlier about going to a hockey game in July or August. I'm not so sure that people would want a steady diet of watching baseball on television in July and August in front of an empty stadium. I think that they would rather be at the ballpark or rather be at the beach if they're allowed to go out. I just don't see it working, but I think the idea is great. And interestingly, two employees of the LA Angels have had totally different views on it. Tony La Russa thinks it's a great idea, and Mike Trout, who I think we all have a lot of respect for as an individual and as a player, thinks it's crazy. So, again, maybe the truth is halfway in between.
I agree. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, no, I was going to agree, too, and I, like I said, I think it's pie in the sky kind of thinking and the logistics. I mean, the idea is great, but the logistics that you would have to pull off behind all of this, it just seems like you're asking for some trouble. At this point, you don't want any trouble. But look, John, one thing about Major League Baseball are the play-by-play guys for each team, and that's one thing that when I listen to baseball, that I enjoy listening to the announcers for each one of these teams, and one of the best that I love listening to, any time I got a chance to listen to, was Vin Scully. I know he retired and the whole thing, but just talk about these announcers and what they bring to the game, and maybe some of your favorite announcers growing up.
Well, I would share your thoughts on Vin Scully. Clearly, here's a man that's a legend. I've heard him described as an artist. He doesn't talk about a ball game; he paints a picture of a ball game. He was one of the interesting characters because I believe he was the last broadcaster that liked to work alone, and that's very much a lost art. There's a lot of great baseball broadcasters. There's a lot that were characters, and I guess Harry Carey would fall into the latter category. But, you know, we had the benefit here in Toronto of the late Tom Cheek calling Blue Jay games for the first, I think it was 25 or 26 years of the Blue Jays' existence. Tremendous individual, great play-by-play voice, became the voice of the Blue Jays in Cottage Country, and certainly at a time when the Jays started, every game was not on television. There was maybe one game for sure, maybe two games per week were on TV. So you got used to listening to Tom Cheek and subsequently joined by Jerry Howarth, who took over the lead job when Tom Cheek passed away. Dave Van Horn, the voice of the Montreal Expos, now the voice of the Miami Marlins, another one that we all grew up with here in Canada. I think back to my days as a young guy. Before the Blue Jays, before the Expos, I was a huge Cincinnati Reds fan, and I go back to the days of the Big Red Machine, Marty Brenneman, and before him, Al Michaels, and probably a lot of people think of Al Michaels as being the Sunday night football guy. I remember Al Michaels when he was the voice of the Cincinnati Reds. So it's been a stepping stone for a lot of players, a lot of broadcasters. Jack Buck would be another one, and, you know, we could go on and on with the list. There's almost one voice that identifies with every team. And now, of course, we're starting to see players get into this. Andy will speak highly of Bob Uecker, voice of the Milwaukee Brewers. I believe he's been there since day one. Andy, you might want to correct me on that, but I believe he's been the voice of the Brewers since 1970. we're talking about guys that are icons, and a lot of these guys are in the Hall of Fame in the Builders section simply because they were great broadcasters, and their job was to paint that picture of a baseball game 162 times a year when somebody's sitting out on their back deck having a beverage. So a very important part of our lives growing up.
No, I totally agree, and yeah, Euchre was obviously, I mean, that's like being given a gift when you really think about it, yeah. As far as broadcasters and commentators, and yeah, that was a, he was a true blessing growing up as a kid, funny, made it funny, you know, it was interesting, and you know, what's interesting about Euchre is we all know he wasn't all that great of a baseball player, but it goes to show you, and it makes a lot of sense in a lot of different ways. People have extraordinary talents. His talent was talking about the game versus playing the game, and he's done a great job. And, yeah, I mean, people love him all over the world. People love him in Milwaukee. And, I mean, think about it. The guy was so good that he did he did a movie. So a fantastic broadcaster. I'm going to throw in Bob Costas as well because truly love Bob Costas, and one of my favorite all-time broadcasters in general. But I hear the music. It means we got to run, John. Appreciate your time. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay safe, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds good. John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking it down even when there's really nothing to be broken down. Pretty impressive stuff. Keep it close, everybody. Mike and I will rap about some NFL on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition.
So now it's Council who carries the run that could win the World Series as he leads away from third. The 0-1 pitch. A liner off Nagy's glove into center field.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at sign up today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
create my own radio stations.
Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Mahomes out of the shotgun, wants to throw, fires near side, caught, touchdown, Kansas City, and Sammy Watkins with the catch and an incredible game.
And Rodgers takes a quick snap, penalty marker down, free down for Rodgers. He lofts right side of the end zone into a cross, it's caught, Jimmy Graham, touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Good to see you're still alive. I think I like you.
Yeah, baby. Welcome back in. The sounds of the game that we are all missing so badly right now in the time of the coronavirus and the impact on sports. It's really been amazing. It really has. It's in a bad way. I don't mean in a good way. It's been amazing and how everything has obviously come to an abrupt halt. Our worlds have changed in an instant, some more than others. How this virus has impacted us all individually, we'll all never know, quite frankly, but It's more than you can imagine. Trust me on that. Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Appreciate you listening to us on SB Nation Radio. However you may be checking us out, call us. Let's talk about the sports world or whatever's on your mind at 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Check us out on all the social media stuff. Facebook, it would be Dorf on Sports, and Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports. And speaking of real, the NFL draft is coming up for real on this coming Thursday. Guys are going to miss their day in the limelight, where they dress up in those fancy suits. They hear their names being called. They walk across that stage, Mike. Vegas, it's just the whole dynamics of everything are changed. They'll be on Zoom or however the heck they're doing this thing. Can you ever imagine that we'd be in this kind of a position?
No. I mean, you never think you're going to be, you know, in this kind of position ever. Pandemics don't happen like this that much. But you know what? This is the cards that we're dealt with, man. I mean, and you know, we kind of got a little preview of how this is kind of going to look. In terms of these players being remote and they're being on Zoom or, you know, whatever program that they're using with the WNBA draft that happened the other night. I mean, they did it remote and it was kind of a little different. I think there's some kinks that probably need to be worked out a little bit, but, you know, I do feel for these players that, you know, you're a first round pick and you've always dreamed of walking across the stage, shaking the commissioner's hand, you know, holding up your uniform, just smiling. Your parents are prouder than anything. Your siblings are prouder than anything. You've come into generational money, you know, being a draft pick that high, and they're not going to have, you know, a lot of those moments that other players have had. So to an extent, I feel bad for these players, but at the end of the day, Dorf, you're still a first-round pick. You're still getting drafted into the NFL, and you're still going to be able to live out your dreams at some point, whenever the pandemic tells us that it's done. You'll be able to live out that dream, but they're going to have that opportunity still.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, obviously it's just it's a different time. And I think moving forward, to be quite honest with you, things change for all of us. And I know that I'm going to live quite differently just to protect myself and my family and the people that I love. Quite frankly, I don't care what other people do and how they decide to proceed with things. And, you know, if the government tells us, hey, it's a go, jump out there, get back to doing things, I'm still going to proceed with caution. My family's still going to proceed with caution. Quite frankly, I'm the president of my home. My girlfriend is the vice president, and sometimes you can swap that. She could be the president at times, and I could be the vice president. But as long as we're on the same page about how we proceed moving forward after this, because we now know that, you know what, there are things out there that we don't know about, and quite frankly, they could be extremely harmful. All right, let's talk about what could potentially happen in the draft this coming Thursday. When you think about all these different teams and how they want to jockey up for, you know, move up in the draft, or certain teams may have some crazy trades that are going to be proposed at the time. And you mentioned, you know, guys that they get to, you know, hold up that jersey, or, you know, they put on that hat for a quick moment. Some of those guys are wearing a hat for 1 second, and then they've got a different hat that they're wearing. But quite frankly, do you see a lot of trade action when push comes to shove, or do you think it's just a lot of a talk?
Boy, you know, that's a good question. I certainly am interested in seeing the action that they say could happen around after the first two picks, after Burrow and Chase are off the board. There is talk of Detroit, you know, possibly taking Tua, taking a quarterback to develop for the future with Stafford there. I don't know how much I really buy into that. I do know that Detroit does need a defensive, you know, a DB to shore up that defense. So, you know, getting that kid out of Ohio State, that Okuda kid, would be the smart move for them. But you know, you never know. I mean, teams from the back, they may go, you know what, we want Tua, we want Herbert, we think that they're, or that, or the Love kid, or Jacob Eason from UW, and trade up to get them. So at the same time, I think there's a lot of smoke. I also think it's teams trying to throw off other teams in terms of, you know, we don't really like this guy, but behind the scenes, they like that guy, you know. I've seen mock drafts where, you know, Justin Herbert of Oregon goes to Miami and Tua goes to San Diego. Now, I don't buy that. I think Miami is set on Tua. I think Tua is the guy that they want. And I think Justin probably ends up in San Diego. I think Herbert ends up in San Diego. But, you know, it's always fun. I mean, like you said, I mean, one, a guy gets a hat, you know, from a team, and then 6 minutes later, he's wearing a different hat and he's on the move. But at the end of the day, dude, we all know it's a business, and, you know, things happen for a reason, and teams feel like they got to have one guy, and they'll trade to get him. So we'll see.
All right. So I've always been an advocate of, you know, when you're trading for something, you know what that person's value is, obviously, before you're trading for them. And I'm talking a little bit about Leonard Fournette, because the Jaguars are subject to trade talks about Leonard Fournette. And quite frankly, I mean, at this point, my question about him would be, is he damaged goods? And what does he have left in the tank? I know he started to play a little bit better, you know, during the season, but ultimately, there's something that he's missing. Otherwise, I don't think that the Jags would be open to trade talks with this guy. And quite frankly, on the other end of the draft, I think it's a lot of posturing by teams. And we all know what everybody's needs are. Quite frankly, I'm sorry, but it's beyond stupid when you think about it. It's amazing, because we know every team what they need. Everybody knows what every team needs. So if you draft somebody just out of character, well, then that's you just taking a shot on somebody, and ultimately, you're taking a shot on somebody no matter what. There's no guarantees that somebody who was great in college is going to wind up being a great professional football player. So there's more questions than answers when it comes to the draft. That's why, to me, I'd rather trade for guys that you know what they're capable of. What about you, Mike?
Right. No, I'm that way too. And what has New England done over the years? They treat their draft picks as commodities, and they're trading up, they're trading down, they're getting players that they know play, they got tape on, that they figure this guy is a good fit, so we'll take him. Here's a couple of draft picks to go with it. Yeah, no, if you know how a guy plays in the NFL and he shows what he's been able to do, I'm exactly with you, Dorf. Give me that guy over the unproven college kid any day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, look, they may have a little bit more mileage, right? And their bodies may be in worse shape, but you know what you're going to get. And I just think that when you talk about quarterbacks that are being drafted, it takes them 3 or 4 years in most cases to wind up being able to have an impact on the game anyway. They're sitting behind somebody. They're learning from hopefully a crafty seasoned veteran. And you're hoping that that young guy can come in one day and fill those shoes of somebody like that. And, you know, I almost think it's easier being like a running back, a cornerback, position players like that versus the quarterback where so much is riding on those people and they have so much responsibility, right? I mean, you look at all these other positions and, you know, it's not that they don't have responsibility, but the quarterback is touching the ball every single time on offense, right? Or pretty close to it. And you just have so much more responsibility on your hands. And I think that it's a lot to put on a young kid. And in most cases, when they do put it on them like that, they struggle. I mean, it's just the way it is. And, you know, Kyler Murray, let's take him for example, right? You know, there was some good, there was some bad, there were some really bad reads, there were some really good reads, and you just got to deal with that growing period, don't you? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah, you have to be able to deal and have patience with that growing period. Because, look, when you come from the college game, I mean, you and I know the college game pretty well. We go to college games and see these players in real time. You know, most of the time they're not sitting there trying to make a read where you're looking, you know, two high safeties, one safety, you got a linebacker that's creeping up, you got a safety that's come down. You know, they have like one or two reads and that's it. And then if it's not there, they throw the ball away. The NFL is a totally different animal. I mean, they disguise coverages, then they give you a look, and then they flow back into something else, and then your first read right not there. You got to know where your second, third, fourth, and just, you know, if you got to throw the ball away, you got to throw the ball away and live for another play another day. So there's a lot on these guys' plates, and that's why, you know, I'm a big fan of these guys sitting a year. You know, sitting behind a vet, you know, look, if Tua goes to Miami, I don't even want him playing this year at all. I want to make sure that hip is good to go, that he's ready to roll in year two, and he can sit there and learn behind Fitzpatrick, you know, a wily veteran who can show him some things and can get him, you know, hey, this is what it means to be a pro. This is when you got to show up in the film room. This is when you leave the film room. This is your first there, last out, those kind of things to help these guys develop. I mean, well, look, your bad man up there in Green Bay, he sat for years. Like, I think he sat for like 3 years, 4 years before he got the reins. Yeah, like before he got the reins turned over to him, and he learned quite well. Mahomes had to sit for a year. Okay? So
I agree.
There's nothing wrong with sitting these guys.
I agree, man. Totally agree with you. And speaking of Fitzpatrick, hopefully he doesn't show him how to grow that wily beard that he always possesses throughout the season, because I don't know if that would look too good on Tua. Anyways, we got to take a break. We'll come back and wrap up this hour. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Lucky to have him here in Pittsburgh today. 3rd and 2, 18 consecutive runs, and this one made all the way. Fournette to the house. He's chased by Davis. And Leonard Fournette racing 90 yards. And Shad Khan, their owner, coming up with one of the biggest wins since he has owned the team, obviously.
This is Dorf on Sports.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them.
I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Amazing how we talk about sports, Mike Wilson, when they're really not even happening. It's pretty impressive on your part, my friend. It really is. You got a lot in that brain. You know, during hour two, we'll obviously talk with Brett Boone, our good buddy, former Major League Baseball player, but You always put some good stuff out there on the Facebook page, so we'll get into some of those topics as well. And obviously, you can follow us on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. You can follow us on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports. You can follow Mike on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion. You can follow me on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. And Mike, hour number one has flown by. What, anything you got left on your mind here, real quick?
You know what? Hey, the only thing I got left is, you know, I didn't get it in during the baseball part of it, but ASU, the Arizona State Sun Devils, lost their original baseball coach yesterday or the day before, and he pretty much started the program from scratch, and he passed away yesterday or the day before at 90 years old. So, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to his family.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, in all honesty, people left and right are passing away. You know, I saw a good friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours, posted on Facebook that his cousin died, and then the next day maybe his brother died or a different family member. But the point is, you know, life is precious, man. Life is extremely fragile, and we should just live every day. I guess that's what I'm learning more and more from what's going on in the world, Mike, is that we need to live every day to the fullest because we're not promised the next day. So live today because you don't know if you're going to get tomorrow. Hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two is on the horizon. So keep it close, everybody. Like I said, we'll talk to Brett Boone pretty quickly when we get started on the other side. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm hopeful. I think we're very close to a deal today.
That's Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who says this morning a deal to provide more coronavirus relief money for small businesses could be reached by the end of the day.
We're making a lot of progress. I've had multiple conversations all weekend with the leadership of both the Senate and the House. I spoke with Chuck Schumer this morning already, and I think we're making a lot of progress.
Mnuchin there on CNN's State of the Union saying he is hopeful the Senate would pass the plan tomorrow and the House would pass it on Tuesday. The $350 billion program ran out of money last week. Yesterday, President Trump said some states like Texas and Vermont could start reopening things by tomorrow, as long as social distancing is maintained. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio wants people to report social distancing violations they witness to authorities. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Until 9/11, it was the deadliest domestic terrorism incident in U.S. history. It's the 25th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing that killed 168 people and injured nearly 700 others. A rental truck filled with explosives was detonated outside the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in O.C., and the blast destroyed or damaged more than 300 buildings within a 16-block radius. Former U.S. Army soldiers Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols, convicted of the attack, both had ties to right-wing extremist groups. McVeigh claimed that he targeted that building to avenge the raid on the compound of a Branch Davidian religious sect in Waco, Texas, which had happened 2 years prior. A week ago today, 155 tornadoes broke out in the nation's southeast, and as they're still cleaning up from them, there's more severe weather coming today. Severe thunderstorms with heavy rain, flooding, and strong winds are expected. The tornado risk is there, but not as big as it was a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A former U.S. Treasury Secretary has passed away. Paul O'Neill died yesterday in Pittsburgh after a long battle with lung cancer. He was 84. O'Neill, who served under George W. Bush, was known for his unflinching integrity and his data-driven approach to decision-making and a strong commitment to public service. That's according to his alma mater, Indiana University, in a statement. The current Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin tweeted, "O'Neill served with distinction during very challenging times." Before leading the Treasury, O'Neill was CEO at Alcoa. Former First Ladies Laura Bush and Michelle Obama delivering messages of hope during last night's One World concert special. The televised broadcast, One World Together at Home, featured some of the biggest stars in music performing from their homes to raise awareness and funds for coronavirus relief. Among the performers, the Rolling Stones and Taylor Swift and Jennifer Lopez. Mrs. Bush and Mrs. Obama appeared in a segment together, speaking separately from their own homes, expressing gratitude to healthcare workers and others on the front lines of the pandemic. And drive-in movies are making a comeback because of the pandemic. Reports are theaters are thriving in Germany and South Korea, at least, since the pandemic has forced the closure of walk-in cinemas around the world. Ticket sales at drive-ins in both nations have risen in the last 2 months. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
That's right, baby. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program here in Phoenix, Arizona, and beyond. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us in several different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on all the social media stuff. Facebook, we're Dorf on Sports. And Instagram, we're the real Dorf on Sports. And obviously, no sports happening right now, but Mike and I are figuring out a way to continue to entertain you as we do live each and every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We appreciate you listening to us, however it is, SB Nation Radio, Sirius XM Radio, whatever it may be. We just appreciate you checking us out, hanging out with us. And if you want to get on board, like I said, 1-800-878-7529. Mike, you ready to rock and roll, my friend?
I'm ready to rock and roll, man. I mean, it'd be like watching MJ and LeBron go one-on-one, and wouldn't that be fun if we could see that?
Oh, man. I mean, that would have been one for the ages, that's for sure. And I know that that's another post that you just put out there on our Facebook page, so go check it out. Make your comments on the Dorf on Sports page about LBJ and Michael, the greatest maybe of all time to ever play the game. Who knows? It's all subjective. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. On the other side, we'll hook up with Brett Boone, our good friend, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his time. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at sign up today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Kelly's one strike pitch. Swing and a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick has done it. They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout. Howie Kendrick with a grand slam here in the 10th inning of Game 5.
Fly shot down into the corner. That's all the way to the wall. That's a fair ball, and that's a winner. Here comes Owings in to score. And that quickly, the Red Sox win the ball game 5-4.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
This is outrageous. I shall report it to the angry.
Wow, talk about a difference for both of those teams last year. The Red Sox and the Nationals, and quite frankly, I'm ecstatic about what happened to the Nationals, and obviously it has a lot to do with our next guest, which is Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player himself, second baseman during his time. Obviously, we know about all the accolades, a four-time All-Star, three-time Gold Glover winner, two-time Silver Slugger Award winner, and more importantly, like I always say, he's my friend, and I'm glad to have him as my friend. Good morning, Brett. How are you today?
Morning, Andy. How you guys doing?
Hanging in there, you know. We're all getting through these tough times, and we want to thank SB Nation Radio for listening, for picking us up, and all the people that are checking us out there, and all the different ways that people can catch us on Sirius XM or whatever, however it may be. But think about that. Like, when you really think about those two highlights, talk about a totally different season for those two teams. The Nationals win the World Series and the Red Sox just lay a dud, man. I mean, pretty amazing, right?
We're talking about last year?
Yeah.
That was like 10 years ago. Now, I think it was quite a story. I mean, I always thought going into the postseason last year with the Nationals, you know, usually at the end, it's usually we can talk about relief pitching, we can talk about teams, we can talk about defense. It usually comes down to the strength of starting rotation. And I always knew with that team, I don't think they were necessarily the greatest team. But when it comes down to those three starters at the top for the Nationals, I knew from the get-go, everything had to go perfect for them, and I think it did go perfect for them. But when you have the Strasburg, Scherzer, Corbin, I knew that those three right there could match up with anyone in the world. And in the end, they ended up pulling it off. It, like I said, it had to go perfect. And that's the great thing about baseball, too. I think why it is the greatest game is the best team on paper doesn't always win, at least to a smaller percentage than the other big sports. So it was pretty exciting to watch. And, I had a little bit of bias because of Dad's position. And Dad now's got a ring as an executive, and he had a ring as a player. So he's two to the rest of our families. No, actually, Grandpa had one. So two to the rest of ours, zero in the younger generations.
Yeah, that's good. Go ahead, Mike. Jump in.
No, I was Brett. I hope everything is good where you're at. But my question is simply this, and I don't know if we've talked about this with you or not. But being a former major leaguer, you kind of look at each other as your peers. But was there a player that you just looked at and you were kind of in awe of his talent, or the way maybe he carried himself, those kind of things?
Well, my childhood was kind of obviously different than most. I grew up in clubhouse
right
from the age of 3 years old. My dad's first year in the big leagues, I was three. So it was normal. It was commonplace for me to go to Veterans Stadium and hang out with all those Phillies of the 70s and 80s. And, as I got a little bit older and we moved to Anaheim and on those really good Angel teams. So I was around these guys all the time. So it was no big deal for me. I never, I've been asked my whole life, did you ever have a favorite player? I really didn't. I just loved hanging out with all of them. Some of my best days were hanging out with Manny Trio. He was the second baseman for the Phillies in the 70s,
yeah,
and helping him paint his glove. But, great family friends of ours are the Luzinskis, Schmitty and Pete Rose. And I kind of answer it twofold. If you nail me down and say you had to pick a favorite guy through all those years, strictly on baseball, on a baseball basis, just coming to the ballpark, who do I want to see play every day? It would have to be, even to this day, and including all the players I played with, was Pete Rose, just how he went about playing the game from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock every night. And without getting sappy on you, this is my honest answer when they ask, who did you look to in your life? I never really watched my dad catch or hit. I always pulled for him, obviously. But how he carried himself, and how he taught me to be a professional, until I was a pro, Dad and me really never worked on one thing baseball-wise, throwing, hitting, nothing. It came from my dad. It was basically learned through trial and error. But how he carried himself and how he taught me to act like a professional, I look to him, and still to this day, I think he's the epitome of it. And I'm not saying that because he's my dad. I think he's, a top five integrity-based man I've ever met in my life. So I'm awful proud of him, but there's my twofold answer.
That's a special bond, and we are speaking with Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career, and obviously we know about his brother with the Yankees, we know about his dad, we know about his grandpa, we know about the whole family, because you're baseball's first family, for crying out loud, and it's rightfully given to you guys. I love it, and you just made me think about a lot of things. When we're talking about Pete Rose, I don't want to get you in trouble or anything, but what are your feelings with how they've handled him as far as the Hall of Fame?
You could get me in trouble, because this is one of those things where I'm kind of in a pickle. He is my favorite. I, I can't even overemphasize how much I enjoyed being around Pete and hanging out with Pete and the respect I had as a player on that field. Like I said, from 7 to 10 every night, I hate when people say no one's ever done it better. Well, that's a pretty bold statement, but to say he was right up there with the greatest of all time of bringing it from 7 to 10 every night, he's definitely in the conversation and definitely in my experience. Hall of Fame's a tough one for me because there's one rule it's plastered in front of every clubhouse when you walk in. And the one big rule up there is you do not bet on your own sport when you are in uniform. So I hate to waver on this and give you a, I'm not going to give you a hard yes or a hard no. I'm still kicking that around on what the right answer is. I don't think there is a right answer. It can be debated on both sides. And like I said, coming from me, I have a bias towards Pete as far as liking him. And I still, on this one, I kind of sit on the fence on it. It's a real rough one to me. I'm glad I don't have to make the decision. There can be very valid points made on both sides. I mean, obvious, if you just base it on credentials, it's an open and close shut case, obviously. But there's more to it. And the gambling thing in your own team, where do we draw the line going forward?
No, I agree. I think that's what makes this thing extremely difficult for people. And obviously we know how baseball is, and obviously you're part of that fraternity as well. And there's all these unwritten rules, and obviously that's written on every clubhouse before you go into it. So, it's obvious. It makes a lot of sense. I know I got to take a break, so we'll do that. We'll continue this conversation with Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
That's driven out to deep left field. Going back at the wall. Drive home safely.
What a way to finish off the game for Zach Cozart. Had struggling this series, but that one swing changes it completely. With a big fly, 24 home runs last season. His second as a Halo, and it's a walk-off variety for Zach Cozart, who crushes that baseball way out the left.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Smoking hot!
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780.
855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
I was a better hitter left-handed, 307, and 294 right-handed. But because you're natural right-handed, you have more power right-handed. Most switch hitters, it's not all Mantle, Murray, all those guys, they have more power right-handed.
Did you ever
but you get more hits left-handed because, like I told you before, I got 3,000 hits left-handed. You have more right-handers than you do left-handers in this world. Wow. You know what I used to do every day? I obviously don't do anymore. I played Pepper every day with the bat boy. Every day I played Pepper with three guys. I remember probably a good friend of yours, one of the greatest baseball men I've ever met in my life, Don Zimmer.
Okay.
He was on my radio show 2 days after he quit in Colorado, and Don Baylor was the manager. And I asked him, I said, Zip, it's not normal for you to quit baseball. He said, let me tell you something. He said, I told my wife, when it's not fun for me to go to the ballpark, when I go out to hit infield, and my third baseman's in watching TV, and I got a pitcher taking infield to third, and I got another pitcher taking infield to short. That is enough for me.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I used to love hot days. Anything that's bad for a pitcher, I liked.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. Pete Rose talking about life and baseball, obviously. And I think he brought up a couple of good points, actually, to be honest with you. And we'll address those with Brett Boone, our guest right now, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Obviously, thanking SB Nation Radio for picking us up and just all over the place, man. That's Sirius XM Radio. However you're catching us, we're on just about every freaking platform you can imagine. So we appreciate your ears. We appreciate you listening. Give us a call, 1-800-878-7529, if you want to jump in on the conversation. But Brett, have you ever lost your love for the game? That's a good question, right?
It's a great question. You know, I did, and it was I believe 2006. I went to camp with the New York Mets, and for whatever reason, that spring, it just wasn't fun for me anymore. I remember out doing first and third drills, bunt defenses, and I'm I kind of was in a haze, you know, going, this is really work for me now, and I just can't wait for this session, this morning session, to be over so I can get the hell out of here and get off this field. I really did for the first time in my life, and you know, I walked away, and I ended up coming back 2 years later with the Washington Nationals, ended up retiring officially. But it was important for me to come back. And, you know, at that point, I had definitely lost a step, and I was, you know, half of what I once was. And I was okay with putting it to bed, but I definitely do remember the first time. Because my whole life, that's all I did. I couldn't wait to get to the ballpark, couldn't wait to take BP. I couldn't wait to hang out with the guys and just, you know, talk shop and that Mets had nothing to do with the Mets or my teammates or who the manager was. It was I think it was Willie Randolph, and he was a great guy. It was just something inside me, and I remember telling my dad that day, you know, I don't have it in here anymore, pointing in my chest. And it was a weird thing for me. It was a weird thing, but once you lose that, it's pretty much over.
I hear you, Mike. Jump in.
Yeah, no, Brett, I was going to say, you know, we listened to that clip with Pete Rose when he was talking about playing Pepper every day. You know, these young kids that come up, you know, they start in Little League, they go to, you know, Legion Ball, and, you know, traveling teams and all that. Those drills like Pepper and those things, those kind of drills that the kids play as they come up, are those kind of staples in terms of, do the major leaguers, do you guys still kind of play that at practice and those basic kind of drills just to kind of really hone your skills?
Well, I think he came from a generation of that. I mean, that was definitely throwback old school, and that's what Pete is. You suit up and you kick the crap out of your opponent every night. And there's a lot of validation of what he says, and taking nothing away. I think as a player, you can't stay in your generation and play my generation was the best and what these guys do. I think the true people that continue to evolve with the game, you take what your generation taught you. I still hear things from my grandfather, from my dad, that taught me that are ingrained in the fundamentals of baseball. Some things never change. But I think it would be an ignorant move of me at my age now, at 50 years old, to not look to the future and to look what these current guys are doing. There's something to be learned. I think the problem with baseball is you get a lot of guys that get entrenched in their generation and say, oh, they don't know how to play like I did. Well, I think that's a bunch of crap. We had a lot of things in my era in the 90s and the early 2000s that hold true today. And I think there's things that I look for in the 50s and the 60s that are still great things that I wish were in the game today. But I think you'd be naive if you don't look forward to the current guys. You can learn from them too. And pick and choose, pick the things that, I love the data that's out there now. I was a data freak, for my generation. What they have available today, man, I'm almost jealous of the access that these kids have today of data and video and right at the tip of your fingers.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's naive to just say my way was the best or our generation was the best. I think you pick and choose and take the great things from each generation. And you can learn a lot from the kids today. I learned from my 21-year-old college player son. He brings things to me, and I say, that's interesting. Let me look at that. I think you constantly can learn in this game.
I agree. That's the voice of Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career. And so just let me ask you, I've never asked you this before, who's your favorite baseball player? And I know you say you don't necessarily have a guy that you hadn't necessarily looked up to and things like that, but who's your favorite baseball player of all time?
Well, I thought I answered it. Favorite baseball player who I'm going to pay to watch play tonight, Pete Rose, without a doubt.
Okay. So you mentioned Mike Schmidt as well. That was one of the guys that I used to love. Tell me a little bit about Mike Schmidt.
Schmidt was great. Schmidt was cool, baby. He was too cool for school, but I'll tell you, he was, and that's the problem. Looking back on it, I didn't look at Mike Schmidt as this all-time great third baseman. Obviously, he was.
Yeah.
But I looked at him as Schmidt in the clubhouse. These guys were my friends. I didn't look at the Bull Luzinski as Greg, my neighbor, in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I looked at all these great. Steve Carlton was the guy. He really didn't talk to me that much, but I didn't look at him as one of the greatest lefties of all time. When my dad went to Anaheim, I worked in the visiting clubhouse. I was a ball boy down the right field line. He used to warm up with Reggie in right field, and I'd throw one over his head. He'd give me that look like, oh, come on, kid. And I was, my attitude, screw you, Reggie. I don't know who the hell you are. You're Reggie. That wasn't a big deal to me, these players and how great they were. As I grew up and I got older, I appreciated what I got to do as a kid. And it was a pretty fantasy childhood for someone who grew up to do this for a living. But I didn't look at these guys that way. They were just, dad took me to work and these were his colleagues at work. I didn't look at them anything outside of that.
Is Mike Trout maybe your favorite player right now? I'm kind of feeling like you got a lot of love for Mike Trout. Is that your favorite player right now?
I wouldn't say necessarily he's my favorite player. I respect Mike Trout a lot. I think he's a great player, does a thing right. I think he's good for the game. I think he carries himself very professionally, does the right thing. And I don't think it's a tough thing for Mike. I look at the guys that play the game right. And what I say by playing the game right is, and I think I've alluded to it a few times tonight, as a player, I don't care what you do on, off the field. You bring it 3 hours every night. You have a an obligation, you know, when it comes to autographs and interacting with the fans. I always felt that I had an obligation to do that. But it wasn't my main obligation. My obligation was when that national anthem was over to bring it as good as I could bring it for 3 hours every night. And sometimes that wasn't very good. You know, I had some rough sketches. But that's my job.
Hey, let me ask you a final question here, and I want to get your take on how you think the game of baseball could change because of the COVID-19 virus.
Well, I think, you know, what they're doing behind the scenes right now, trying to roll this thing out, and I truly believe this is going to happen, and it's going to happen quicker than we think it's going to happen. I think it's going to evolve. I think they're going to do I wouldn't want to be figuring it out right now, all the logistics and where they're going to be played and the scheduling and how you're going to keep everybody really safe. I know one thing, Major League Baseball's got all the tools at their disposal to make this thing as safe and as professional of a rollout as it possibly could. I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of awareness of how we behave in the past. You know, I think you're going to see the high fives not be a big thing, although we're human. You know, I did it the other day. I saw a buddy of mine. I was out on a walk. I saw a buddy of mine and went to shake his hand, and I just thought, oh, right now we're not doing that. You know, I don't know when we're going to be doing it. But these are human things that we've been doing for 50 years, and all of a sudden to say, oh, you can't do that. You know, our human reaction is to do that. I think you're going to see some differences in behavior, and you know, some of it is going to be really self-aware and put into place for you. But as far as how it's going to roll out, I don't know. I think you're going to start with a basic way of Arizona, Florida, the cities that are open. I'm hearing Texas is opening. That's a venue that could happen. But I think it depends on what happens in the rollout of America. And where are we in 2 months from now? I think nobody knows right now where we're going to be in 2 months. If in 2 months we're at the other side of this thing and the country's doing great, you might see these teams back to their home stadium. So I think this is going to be the bottom line is, I think that the goal is getting these guys on TV for the fans of sport to be able to watch their favorite team every night.
I
don't know what the venue is going to be, and I think that could change as the country change and how safe it is.
All righty. Hey, Brett, we got to run. We're up against a break. Appreciate your time. We'll catch up next week with you. That's good stuff, by the way. Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball second baseman. I kind of wanted to dig into his brain a little bit more, but obviously we've got the music. We got to get the heck out of Dodge. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. As the coronavirus continues to affect us all, especially older people and those with underlying health conditions, AARP is here, actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing updated information and tips from trusted sources. We're hosting weekly teletown halls with the nation's top health experts, advocating on your behalf with national and local lawmakers to help secure sufficient resources to meet people's needs, sharing tools to protect you and your family from fraud, and creating resources for family caregivers everywhere to help keep them and their loved ones safe and healthy. For more than 60 years, we've been here to educate, serve, and fight for older Americans. Today, you can count on AARP more than ever. Join us. We may be apart, but we don't have to be alone. Stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
This one's out towards center, chasing Trout back. Onto the track he goes, leaps up, and he got it. MVP's doing MVP things tonight. Christian Yelich, an outstanding play. Mike Trout, the same. Trout shoots one out towards deep center field. That one is onto the rocks. Big fly, Mike Trout. Shuttle shot, 2-0 Angels.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Make a million, lose a million. That's the way it goes.
Welcome back in, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always live each and every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. May come to you at some other time during the day because obviously we're all in different time zones. So that's just the way it works. Just got done speaking with Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, good friend of mine, heck of a guy, great stories, good stuff all around. It's pretty cool when you hear about him growing up as a kid in the clubhouses, isn't it, Mike?
Oh, I could listen to that, those kind of stories all day long. Just sitting there with a beer, sitting there with some chips or something, just listen to those stories. I love that kind of stuff. Absolutely love it.
No, I agree. It's good stuff, and it's, you know, at this point in time, it's literally the best thing possible for us to kind of reminisce and think about some of those generational ball players. And Pete Rose was definitely one of those guys. And love him, like him, hate him, whatever, however you feel. You cannot take away Charlie Hustle. I mean, that just is what it is. And that's how I always remember him. The same way that Brett mentioned him, as just this guy that was just nonstop and just so into the game, and obviously loved the game. And it was kind of interesting to hear about Brett talking about him losing a little bit of the love for the game too. So, you know, I think that happens with all of us in any career, to be honest with you, Mike. I mean, you know, people are teachers for a long, long time, and then all of a sudden they decide to stop. People are tennis players, and all of a sudden they decide to stop, or whatever it is. It's just sometimes it's just the grind is too much for you and you just need a break from it and you got to step away. Kind of cool to hear, though, that even when you lose your love or your passion for something like Brett did, a couple of years later, he regained it and he got right back on the saddle. And I think that's what competitors do, Mike.
That's exactly what competitors do. And like you said, sometimes you just need a break, and sometimes that break helps you refocus and get that love back and get that itch for the game. And, you know, I mean, it sounds simple, but I mean, sometimes that's all it takes, is just a step away to see what you're really missing.
Yeah, it's amazing. And speaking of competitors, you threw it out there a little while ago about how you posted something about LeBron James and Michael Jordan, and you're wondering how the matchup ends up. So let me ask you, how does the matchup end up? Who wins and why?
Oh, to me, I'm taking MJ. MJ all day, the killer instinct. He didn't care who you are. He didn't care who you were. He was going to win regardless. He was going to play until he won. You know, his defensive tenacity is just kind of, to me, his overall game. Now, not so much he's a passer, so to speak, like Magic Johnson or something like that. But, you know, just
just his overall game and his determination for me would beat LeBron. If they're if they're playing to 11 by ones and you got to win by two, he's probably winning 11-5.
Wow, is it make it take it as well or what?
Is it make it take it
No, so you know, make it take it. If you make the bucket, then you keep playing. Otherwise, you turn it over. Then it's the other guys, right? So do you understand what I mean by that? Make it take it.
Yeah. So okay. He went 11.
Okay, so you think MJ wins basically 2-1 is what you're trying to say. And you know what, I don't necessarily disagree with that. Here's what I'm going to say. And I think when you talk about these two guys, they're similar, but they're quite different. You know, LeBron James was really all about getting, and I'm not saying was because he still is, he's all about getting his teammates right. involved. And, you know, he sometimes would defer in moments where Michael wouldn't defer. But with that being said, you know what? Both of these guys rely heavily on their teammates. Think about the big shots that John Paxson made. Think about the big shots that Craig Hodges made. Think about what Ron Harper had to do for him. Steve Kerr, absolutely. So I think it's just about when you're talking one-on-one, it's hard for me to imagine MJ going down to LeBron in a one-on-one game because Michael just was, you know, the killer. And like you said, he had that killer instinct. And I just think it's a difficult one. So I'm going to go with you on this. I like MJ to win this game. And I don't know if it's 11-5. I don't care what the score is. I think he winds up winning. That's all I know. Let me go to this next one with you. So you put up this post about who are the three best players on this list, and you had Magic, you got Kobe, you got Kareem, you got Olajuwon, you got Tim Duncan, I believe you got Bill Russell, I think you got Will Chamberlain, you got Larry Bird and Shaq, if I'm not mistaken, right? So out of those three, out of those nine guys, who's your three?
Who's my three? Well, I know one of them is going to be Bird. For sure. And I think I went Bird, Kobe, and Kareem. As much as Olajuwon's my favorite center growing up, but Kareem had the one shot you couldn't defend, the hook shot. And, you know, you have that weapon in your bag. And, you know, look, I mean, I don't know why Kareem doesn't get as much talk as he should about being the greatest of all time. I mean, he had the greatest shot of all time that you couldn't do anything with. You couldn't block it. You couldn't stop it. And, you know, but for me, I mean, this is a tough list, dude. I mean, all the people that commented on it, and we've had a lot of people. We've had over almost 5,500 people engage with this post. You know, I've had over 5,000 different types of comments. You know, I've had people go Bird, Magic, Kareem. I've had, you know, I saw someone go Wilt, Shaq, and Kobe. Like, you know, I mean, you really can't go wrong. It just comes down to people's personal preferences.
Right.
I believe.
Right. It's all subjective.
So who are you going with?
I got you. My subjectivity tells me Wilt, Kareem. I think that those two guys were just ridiculous, and for many reasons, just unbelievable basketball players. And then I might shock you with this one, maybe not. But then I'm going to take Magic. I think that those three guys to me are extremely important to the game of basketball. And it's not that the other guys weren't. Obviously, Kobe had his impact. Shaq had his impact. Bird had his impact as well. But if I'm going to take the top three that I think are just the flat-out best, I'm going with Wilt, Kareem, and Magic. That's my list. Let's go to this next one. NFL coaching. You've got Lombardi, Halas, Walsh, and Belichick as your Mount Rushmore. And is that in order? I'm just curious. Is that like 1, 2, 3, and 4 for you?
No. I mean, it's not in any order, and it's not maybe necessarily who would I put on my Mount Rushmore. It's just like I just figured, okay, if I'm going to choose four, I'm trying to choose maybe some innovators, some guys who really put their imprint on the league. And to me, I mean, it was hard for this Miami Dolphin fan to leave off Don Shula. But at the same time, you know, when you do a Mount Rushmore, you can only have four. You can only have four on a Mount Rushmore. You can't have five or six. You know, those people commenting that, you know, how can you leave off Shula? How can you leave off, you know, this guy or that, or, you know, Chuck Knoll from the Pittsburgh Steeler days? And I'm like, well, okay, who, if you're going to put Shula on there, you're going to put Knoll on there, who are you taking off? You taking off Lombardi? I don't think so. He has the damn Super Bowl trophy named after him, so he's not going anywhere. Hallis.
No, I agree.
He's pretty much, you know, staple of the league. Walsh was the innovator of the West Coast, and Belichick is who Belichick is, baby. He has six rings. So, you know, it is what it is.
No, I agree with you. Look, I mean, I'm going to go and I'm going to say Lombardi is number one, okay? And like you said, that there's a main reason why he's number one. The freaking trophy is named after him. So, quite frankly, he's number one in my book. And obviously, I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan. So, but I'm not being biased on this one. The accolades speak for themselves. I definitely think Belichick is there. And I know you see we had some haters that, you know, are going, oh, you can't have a cheater on this list. Well, at the end of the day, man, again, It was a lot of creativity on Belichick's part for what they did, and they changed rules because of this guy. So, quite frankly, this is another guy that I think is pretty impressive. Walsh, I like there too. Hallis as well, but I do see the argument for Shula and Landry. I mean, you could put those guys in there. Again, this is subjective stuff.
Right.
We're not necessarily trying to be right or wrong. We're trying to be thought provoking for people. So, ultimately, I hope we're being thought provoking. If you're Cam Newton, where do you want to go if you're Cam Newton, Mike?
You know, the first thought would be, you know, he'd be a great backup in Pittsburgh, because his chances to play in Pittsburgh are relatively high because Big Ben gets hurt all the time. The only thing that I think kind of throws a little monkey wrench into that, I don't think Pittsburgh, under the cap with the money, would be able to give him, you know, the money for him to think about going to Pittsburgh. You know, people have talked about New England. I don't know. There's a part of me that thinks New England is going to try and get Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields' kid for next year's draft, and so they might be kind of in tank mode a little bit. But you know, someone's going to take a chance on him. I mean, look, he's 6'6", he's 250, he can run, he can still throw it. He's not that great accuracy-wise, but I still think Cam has something left in the tank. It's going to be interesting because he's going to want some money, and he's going to want to go somewhere where he thinks he's going to play. I don't know if the Chargers are going to be that fit for him. I mean, look, if you go to the Chargers, you got weapons. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, everybody kind of downplays the Chargers a little bit. They shouldn't be. They got a line. They got tight ends. They got a running back. That for Cam needs weapons. So, I mean, I think the Chargers would be a good fit for him if they can afford him.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree on that. And I just want to put this out there as well. This was another great post you had about Jackie Robinson 73 years ago, April 15th. Obviously, he changed baseball for the better. This guy was a UCLA Bruin, the 1947 Major League Baseball Rookie of the Year, and obviously just changed things for the better. And just glad that you have that awareness, my friend. Anyways, I hear the music. I know that we've got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back like we always do with our parting shots. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
First and goal from the 8. Newton backs up, looking end zone, has a receiver, leaping grab, Moore, touchdown.
What the hell's going on out here?
This is Dorf on Sports.
Yeah, about 38 seconds of good football.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today. Appreciate you listening to us on all the different outlets, SB Nation, all over the place, Sirius XM, iHeart, TuneIn, you name it. We got you covered basically on every and all platforms. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. As we always do at this time, it is parting shot time. Mike, you are up, my friend.
All right. Hey, look, my parting shot, and this is going to taste like vinegar to come out of my mouth, it's for the University of Oregon Ducks women's basketball team. They had a great day yesterday. WNBA draft, Sabrina Ionescu taking number one overall, Fatu Sabali taken number two, and at number eight, Ruthie Hebbard taken. They took three of the starting Duck players in the first eight picks of the WNBA draft. That is something you don't see that much, so congratulations to the University of Oregon and the talent that they are getting to go there.
Yeah, that is relatively, or extremely, I shouldn't say relatively, it's extremely impressive, and probably a little bit of a shame because they probably would have had a pretty solid run for the March Madness tournament for the ladies. As we all know, they were a heavy favorite. So that's too bad. Look, I'm just going to kind of keep talking about the situation that we're in right now. And quite frankly, everybody, you just got to relax. You just got to kind of continue to do what they're suggesting for us. And that is just to kind of protect yourself, protect your family. Look, we'll get back to the sports world. We really will. We absolutely will get back to this stuff. But I can be patient. I can wait. And if it's another 30 or 60 days, so be it. If that means that more people are going to stay alive, I'm all about it. I know we got to run, get the heck out of Dodge. So I want to thank John Poulter and Brett Boone for joining us today. For Scott, for Mike, I would be the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.